This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
1.2 million people have downloaded Cyber Guys now. Even the Facebook fact checkers have it now. And they're looking and they're going, yep, it's all true. There's an algorithm. They did it. It went horizontal throughout Colorado and throughout our nation. They stole the 2020 election. They stole down tickets. They stole everything. None of you guys elected your officials. They were selected for you.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story about Chicago. The last time I was here. But I'll bring you back first before that. You probably all know that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict, and amongst other things. And it was in 2008, I remember being downtown Minneapolis, and I come out of a room. I've been up for 14 days. And they're all three of my drug dealers. They knew each other, but they didn't. They had never met. They're all three standing there. And I go, what are you guys doing? They go, we're cutting you off. You've been up for 14 days. I'm going, it's only been 12. And the one guy got disgusted and left. And the other guy who was from the projects in Chicago, but he had moved to Minnesota. And he went down, got the word out in the street. And, you know, they all control different sections. Well, the other guy went to sleep. He sat up and watched me. He goes, how much crack you got left? And I showed him. And he sat there in that chair from 7 o'clock till about 2 a.m. And I'm carpet farming and scraping my pipe. And I look over and he's asleep. And I snuck down to the streets of Minneapolis and tiptoe out of the house. And I go onto the streets and I couldn't buy crack anywhere. I'm offering $20 for $5. It didn't matter. They had got the word out. You don't sell to this crazy guy with a white guy with a mustache, you sell to him and it's a bad deal for you. Well, I get back upstairs after an hour and I remember getting up there. He's waiting up like my mom. He goes, how'd that work out for you? And I looked at him and he goes, man, you've been telling us for years that you're going to quit this someday and you're going to come back and help us all out of this addiction world we're in. And I would tell him that all the time, you know, I'm going to quit someday and I'm going to come back. And I read about, you know, God and when I was in jail and, you know, I was reading the Bible and I would tell him all this stuff. And so I was kind of like their hope. And he took my phone and he said, give me that phone. I'm going to take a picture of you. He goes, you're going to need that for that book you've been telling us you're going to write someday. And that's on the cover of my book, by the way. Yeah. But anyway, I didn't quit that day, but two of them, there it is right there. But, two of them are born again Christians now and work for me. Okay. Of course I didn't quit that day, but I did quit a year later by the grace of God. I quit on January 16, 2009. And I remember that night, it was like I got to this crossroad and I knew if I went one more day, I knew it, that my sister kept saying, you know, you have a big calling. You have a big calling. And I thought it was going to be helping people out of addiction. And that was in my mind. But I prayed to God that night. I said, God, okay, I'll do this big platform thing. I made sure I didn't have any money left. And I thought, wow, I'm going to make this great comeback with God. All things are possible, right? But I said, God, I want to wake up in the morning and never have the desire again. And then, because I didn't want the desire, I wanted to, if I was going to do it, you know, God had planned for me. I woke up in the morning and it was gone. It was gone. Now, I did go a couple months later into a treatment center just to find out why I was an addict in the first place. And I remember walking in there and the counselor goes, you know, I go, yeah, I said, I quit crack 2 months ago. I said, I'm free to that. And I said, but I want to find out why I'm an addict in the first place. And I said, I'm going to write a book someday. I'm going to be part of this big platform. And I said, I invented this pillow. You know, I invented that 5 years earlier. I'm going to sell the thousands of these pillows. And he went home and told his wife that. And I said, this guy came in higher than a kite. But he's been with me before. I financed his church. And he tells that story all the time because everything came to fruition. But I'll tell you, if I didn't, I thought that was the day I got saved, by the way. I didn't get saved till February 18, 2017, everybody. Now think about that. Okay. I was very incorrigible. I always wore my cross on TV and you'd see me. I'm going, you know, but I wanted to be that person. I'm the person that talks and I'm trying to talk myself into it too. After I used to own bars and after the bars would close, my friends, I'd be telling them all about, like I said, the Bible and stuff and Revelation and all this stuff. And they'd end up quitting and finding the Lord. My other friends would say, would you quit talking about that? We're losing friends, you know? But things started happening to me that were miracles that couldn't happen. I always look at things. My book is What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. I use mathematics to prove God exists. And I'll go, this is a one in a billion or one in a million happens or this is impossible. When do you add them all up together and consider it a miracle? Okay. Well, I remember in the summer of 2016, I had never voted in my life. I didn't know a filibuster from a millibuster. I didn't know what a Republican was, a Democrat. All I knew is this guy named Donald Trump had invited me to meet him in New York City. I had never watched The Apprentice. I walked into his office on August 15, 2016. They said, whatever you do, don't tell him you're a crack addict and you're not going to meet him alone. And I'm going, okay. Well, yeah. So I walk into his office. I was alone. It was just a divine appointment. And he says, Mike, you always wear your cross on TV. He said, are you a Christian? I said, yes, Mr. Trump. And this is a divine appointment. But it was so natural. It was like two friends that I've known all my life. It was amazing. We start talking. And I said, yeah, I was a crack addict. I looked at him and he goes, and I said, I got this network I'm going to set up called the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, by the way, everybody. And it's free for addicts. You go, anyone that's in addiction, you send them there. It's free. Okay. And then he said, and I'm going to stop the drugs pouring in. I'm going to build a wall. But his biggest thing he invited me there was to ask me about my company, Made in the USA. And he goes, how's that working out for you? And anyway, we talked for 40 minutes and I walked out of that room and I go, this guy's amazing. I haven't met any presidents, but you know, I didn't think I could come within 10 feet of someone that was even running for president. Anyway, I talked to his employees. They all said the same great things about him. I went back to Minnesota, did a press release. You think I killed someone? I was America's darling with my pillow. I did that press release and they were going, and the attack started coming. The media just started attacking me. The biggest drug dealer in Minneapolis. I'm going, I never dealt a drug in my life. I tried to free Minneapolis of drugs by doing them all. You know, I'm going, you got it wrong. This is fake news, right? And then I'll even backtrack. So a backtrack before that, this is the Chicago part I left out. So I'm here in Chicago after I was set free of all the drug addiction. And I set up, help centers and help places and started this thing online. I was doing a radio station here in Chicago. I'll never forget it. This gal, I'm up there and she's going, and it's went out all over, you know, all over Chicago. I forget what the station was. And I start talking about the inner city and where I was spent a lot of time in Minneapolis. I said, everybody's either dealing drugs, addicted to drugs, or affected by drugs. And she goes, you're stereotyping us. And she chewed me out. And I held my ground. I go, you don't get it, lady. I said, that's my reality. I said, I'm down there. The only one that wasn't, and she was still affected, was one of my drug dealers' mom, this nice Christian lady, sat in the corner and prayed for us every night. And she had to invite me back because I think everybody called her in Chicago. He's right. He's right. You know, they just bombarded. They had me back. She apologized. I'm going, you don't have to apologize. I said, but that is reality, how it affects so many people. And where we're at right now in our country, you think of the, combined with the hopelessness and the drugs pouring in, people are turning to drugs. It's deadly. You know, it's deadly right now what's going on. But I just thought I'd tell that part of my story because I'll tell you what, you talk about miracles and this, I'm going to get to the part where God's given us grace for such a time as this. I'm going to bring you so much hope right now. But back then, it was in 2017 then, when I got saved, I couldn't talk in front of three people, two people. It was like I was like, I had a fear of public speaking. Okay, I could go behind a camera on a commercial, but I couldn't talk to people. It's always like being in an elevator, like, you know. But when I surrendered on February 18, 2017, one of the things was I realized that I had fear of rejection. You don't get rejected if you don't talk in front of people, right? If you just don't talk. But I had so much unforgiveness and things I had done in my past and everything. And God forgave me. And I was set free. And 2 months later, I'm at U.S. Bank Stadium speaking before 50,000 people, leading them in prayer. I'm going, it's a good sense of humor, God. This is crazy, you know. But when I walked into the White House, I was invited to the White House for the first time in the summer of 17. Now, it was surreal for me because with my past and stuff that I'd done back in the 80s, I thought there is no way I could ever run for office. I couldn't be stepped within 10 feet of the White House, right? And I'm sitting there going, wow, maybe they didn't check on me, you know? So I walk into the White House, and one of the things that's kind of interesting, I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan, right? I remember a picture of Richard Nixon with Elvis Presley back when I was a kid. It's a very famous picture. And in that picture, I remember seeing that going, wow, you have to be Elvis Presley to be able to meet a president. It wasn't the other way around in my mind. I'm going, you know, the president, right? And to be an Elvis Presley, God, well, I'll never be an Elvis Presley to meet a president. Well, I remember walking in that White House, and the first picture there was Richard Nixon and Elvis Presley on that wall. And I'm going, it was like living in this dream. Now I get into this room, and there's all these people that were invited. There's about 12 people around this table, a manufacturer summit. And there's an empty seat here with no name tag. And I go, who's sitting here? He goes, the president. Is he wanting to sit by you? Okay. So we both sit down. And remember, I hadn't seen him since the August before. The president comes in and he sits down, and these cameras went out to the world, right? And it's just me and the president sitting there, and all my friends from back home, they go, what is this crack addict doing sitting next to the president? Jesus is real, because this would be impossible. And they all quit crack that day too, by the way. I don't think any, because it was impossible. And the reason I tell you that is all the miracles that have led us here. And I could sit and tell you, you know, how important the 2020 election was, that the miracle, and I will tell you this, the first miracle was on November 4th, when in the middle of the night, when they stopped everything. If they would not have underestimated those, how many votes Trump would get, those algorithms would have never broke. He was going to win. You skimmed off the United States. He was going to win 7 states anyway, in spite of the steal. 7 other states, including my state of Minnesota. But they would, all 5 of those swing states, he would have won. That's why they had to stop it. But that was a deviation, everybody. Had that not happened, we would have all went to bed, and we would have said, oh, we're doomed. We took God out of our schools years ago. A nation had turned its back on God. And we would have looked around and said, our children, we brought them up wrong. And you know what? We're just the minority now. There's just a few of us left. They've gone, you know, transvestite or whatever they do, you know. No, that's what we'd have thought. But I'm here to tell you, by the way, I'm going to fast forward. I'm going to tell you how wrong this is. We got something a few years ago, in the summer of 22, you know, I had all my evidence I got on January 9th of 2021, and I've never let up since. You can't unsee what I know unsee what I've seen. Well, in the summer of 22, we got something called my cyber people. They met with me. We actually went up to Bedminster. I was going to do a donor thing for the offense fund to help all these guys instead of me just pouring money in, because I was running out of money even then. Well, I changed it. I said, you know what? I'm just going to make it a benefit for all my people that have worked for free. So the president came in, talked for 2 hours. And by the way, every time I say president, our real president. Okay. And we went We went in, and all the lawyers and all the people on the ground, my team leaders and everything, we're all there. We spent hours together. But the next day downstairs, I hear about something from my cyber guys going, you do realize that there's this thing called a cast vote record, okay? Now, a cast vote record is your God-given right. It comes out of the machines, and it's like if you miss a football game, it's the score. Let's say you had to go back and watch a replay of the football game, just the highlights, in order, okay? Now, a game, let's say it's 7-7. Now you get the second quarter, 14-14. You get to the third quarter, it's 14-3. You're going, wait a minute. Numbers don't go in reverse, okay? And what if you've seen all the football games, you went and changed the L, they were all the same score, okay? Well, so a cast vote record is just like that. It's the order the votes come in. Now, under the Freedom of Information Act, you can get your cast vote records, and the government has to hold them for 22 months. They have to. So we had until September 3rd of 2022 to get those cast vote records because I got late in the game hearing about it. My cyber guy, we had just discovered all this. A cast vote record either shows no computer manipulation or computer manipulation. There's no in between. It's kind of like a traitor or a hero. There's nothing in between. Nothing. That's where we're at in this country right now. And there's nothing in between. This, you're either here or here. You can't sit here. Okay. And anyway, so I go, wow, this is good, right? We get the cast vote records, which would validate all the evidence I had and all this other evidence. It all points the same thing. So we did a shout out on my show, Lindell TV, Frank Speech. And we put out this call to action. By the way, I have over 300,000 people in all 50 states with the cause of America and our Election Crime Bureau. So we do these calls to get everybody's involved in all 50 states and every county in the United States. Well, so we go out to get these cast vote records. Well, we get 1,000 of them. There's 3,143 counties. So we get a third of the United States. States you wouldn't believe, red states, the worst. South Dakota, not one cast vote record. Alabama, not very few. I go down to Alabama, the Secretary of State in Alabama. You guys think you got it so bad here, but I'll tell you, the uniparty blocker Republicans that are out there are horrible, okay? They're a Democrat in disguise, but it's worse than that. And I go into Alabama, and I go, I have bought every voter roll in the United States. Alabama charged me $40,000 back then. And I go in there to meet John Merrill and these uniparty, the worst uniparty Republican in the United States is Brad Raffensperger out of Georgia. Second only to Robin Voss in Wisconsin. Then you got to throw up John Merrill down in Alabama. Here's what John did. This is the first taste I got to. Like I go, wow, I can go into Alabama. This will be easy. 70% red. Oh boy. I go in there and I show John his voter rolls, his own voter rolls that came right out of the machines of who voted in the 2020 election. John, you had 4,620 people over the age of 110 that voted in your election. And he looks at me, he goes, well, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama. I'm going, you're sick. I mean, I thought he was joking. This guy was for real. He didn't even want to look into it. It's disgusting. Well, anyway, so these cast vote records, we have states like Kentucky pushing back and Texas pushing back. And here they're pushing back. I'm going, and they're fighting us. You know, it's under the Freedom of Information Act. Some states call it the Sunshine Act. Well, here we look and here's California, San Francisco Township of all places. They put the cast vote records right up on their website. You go, here, it's for yours to see. These other, the media and stuff going, Mike Lindell's going to ruin the 2022 election. He's the biggest threat to democracy that ever happened. The clerks are so busy getting the cast vote records. It was disgusting, but we get a third of them. Of those third, of the 1,122 counties we got, every single one was manipulated. Every one. And this also explained, and I'm going to go back to 2020, In November and December of 2020, I did my own investigation. I took calculus in ninth grade. I know numbers. Every day I look at numbers. If I see a podcast do more than it should, I check into it because you need a different input to get a different output. If it's something does bad, if one commercial does bad, and here's the baseline, you check into it. It doesn't just happen. These are power of numbers. And what I seen was in November of 2020, I started checking into every county and states. including Illinois. And you look everywhere you looked, you've seen people that voted that didn't live in the county or were deceased. And in my mind, I could not imagine, all right, everybody, we got 6,000 of us. Let's go head into Illinois and vote for Biden. Who's with me? You know, it's not going to happen. Okay. But it was everywhere. And then when I got my evidence on January 9th that it was this, that it showed like a skim of casino, it was everywhere. If you were 80% Republican, you were really 85. If you were, you know, Democrat, and this is what I seen. And it explained how this could be done, you know, with our new age of computers. Okay. Well, then I'm going to give you the hope here. I'm going to tell you, then 2022 came along. And everyone, all these cash flow records, well, what are you going to do with them? Well, right now we got a lot we're doing with them, okay? But the 2022 election, we went out again. And this time, oh boy, they knew now. Evil knew. And I say evil, the Uniparty, deep state, globalist, CCP, that's who's attacking our country, okay? Well, when I went out and I had my team go get the 2022 cast vote records, we were only able to get about 500 of them because some of these counties now changed their mind. No, we're not going to give them to you now. And they're going, well, what do you mean you're not going to give them to us? My home state of Minnesota said, if there was such a thing, and if we figure out what it is, we're not giving it to you. That's a bill they passed. You can't make it up. Well, anyway, we get one fifth of the United States. Well, I'm on my show on Lindell TV in early January of 23, early a year ago, and it came to me. I'm going, because I looked for deviations. Well, I looked down to Florida, and I go, that's weird. Ron DeSantis won Miami-Dade County by 11 points, and he swept Florida. And I'm going, okay, it's a deviation. I had nothing against Ron. It's a deviation. So I go, I said on my show, I said, I'm going to go check into this. And, of course, the media came out. Mike Lindell says Ron DeSantis cheated in his election. Well, then, they went silent right away. And I go, this is weird. Now, Miami-Dade County would not gave us cash flow records in 2020, but not in 2022. They wouldn't give them to it. So I went out there again, and I told the public and my teams, go get the cash flow records. They marched on Miami-Dade County. We want the cash flow records. And they gave them to us finally. Okay. Here's what happened. Of all the cast vote records in the 2022 election, we found counties that didn't have any computer manipulation, and it was all in Florida. Now Ron didn't do that. What we have here, you guys, is just we finally had a, other than other elections, what it would look like if we didn't have machines. You follow me? There was no computer manipulation. Well, whoever the evil was said, hey, well, let's let him have a natural election. And it'll make Trump look bad. If you're a good governor, boy, if you're good, look what you do. You can be like Ron, right? Well, it was a good plan for them, except for there's another thing there. We took those numbers in Florida because I'm going, you guys, we finally got an example of what this country would look like or what it truly is. And we extrapolated that across the United States. Well, let me tell you, we're not a 50-50 country. We're not the minority. This country is 68% red. That's it. And more are pouring in every single day. Places you thought were purple are red, bright red. Places you thought were blue, here in Illinois, they're purple. Some places you think are purple are red. So my point being is what we thought, what we just think what would have happened. Way back on November 4th, if they hadn't overran that miracle of overrunning the algorithms, we'd all went to bed, our country would be gone forever, and we would have never known. We would have never known. And now since that time, people say, Mike, when you spoke from the Rose Garden, you said, God's given us grace for such a time as this. We need to spend time, get back in our Bibles and spend time with our children and do all this stuff. And people come up to me all the time. They go, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. I'm going, you guys, this is the best time in history to be alive. This is grace. What's happening now, even the bad things, people are pouring into this bucket of common sense. We talk politics. I was just with their real president. We talk almost daily. But I was down there in Mar-a-Lago last week, and we, for for a couple hours we're spinning, and I always tell him, we encourage each other. And I said, this bucket is your bucket. I said, the more they indict you and the more they attack you, I said, your votes, your polls keep going up. I said, pretty soon you're going to have more votes than voters like Pennsylvania always does. And he goes, yeah, that's right. You know, and it's funny. He's so funny. You guys, it's come. If anyone would know, his sense of humor and his optimism is beyond belief. We sit there and we'll fight over who's talking, but he says the other day, and he goes, you know, Mike, you know, they're attacking my pillow. We've been in the worst attack I've ever been in history, living on the edge. Every day I've had to take care of my company the last 3 months. The biggest attacks ever. Why? Not because Mike Lindell is a conspiracy, wants to overturn the 2020 election. That ship's long gone. What they're attacking me for is I came up with a plan to secure our elections in August. Period. That's it. You know, and they want to destroy. They think if they destroy me, I will quit talking. God bless me with a voice. It's all your voice. I will never shut up ever. You know, but the president, you know, I had to look up it. I'm thinking, who's Patrick Henry, right? I knew it was a forefather, whatever. And the president says to me, he asked me how my pillow was doing. And I told him, I said, yeah, they're trying to destroy me, but we got to save this country, blah, blah, blah. And he looks at me, Mike, you're the Patrick Henry of our lifetime. And he goes, they're going to build a statue of you so big. But he goes, you better get me in there. He goes, or they're going to tear it down. And I said, he goes, the only way they can win is if they steal it again. And I said, sir, we're going to, this plan is enough to secure our elections. By the way, we have over 260 counties in the United States that are committed to go to paper ballots and count in the 2024 election. We have the plan that I put out in August, and we have all these tools. We're going county by county and state by state on the ground level. And this is, imagine if you had every county and you wanted to make it the best it could be. Well, one of the things, I mean, the RNC, when I ran for the RNC, I said, the RNC, when I ran, God said to run. He didn't say I was going to win, right? Well, when I did run, I had to sit there and tell them, I said, it doesn't matter how much money you guys have wasted from your donors, your 20% for the donors for getting the money and 20% outgoing and all the frivolous spending. And well, we didn't raise for this campaign, this. But one of the things they did in 2020, they collected over $100 million to go in and check out our elections, and they never spent a dime. And I said, I looked at them all. I said, if I'm your chair, I said, the first thing I'm going to do is fire all your lawyers that give you these horrible advice. And I said, and then I'm going to, but I said, even that, I said, you guys, you didn't lose 5 elections in a row. They were taken from you. And I said, and then I told them, I went through and I said, all the stuff that I've been doing for 2.5 years, you guys should have been doing. I said, it doesn't matter what you're spending. If you're playing on a football field and you're going uphill when you're on offense, and they're just sliding down. And anyway, the people then, it was kind of funny. The Rasmussen poll came out the night before the election and said, the people out there wanted, I doubled both Harmeet and Rana put together, okay? Remember, though, this is voted by 3 people in every state and territory, the 168, okay? Well, the next day, I get 4 votes. And I remember being on Jimmy Kimmel inside a claw machine, if y'all can see that. And Jimmy goes, yeah, Mike. And I go on there just to get the word out. I don't care if I got to sit in a claw machine. And I remember the first thing Jimmy said when I was in the claw machine. He's trying to make, this wasn't scripted. I'm in there, and he goes, Mike, when he starts talking, oh, Jimmy, remember when we were kids and we were in and we played these carnival games and we told people that, hey, they're rigged? And he goes, yeah. And I go, we didn't get sued for saying they were rigged, did we? But Jimmy, now I lost my track of thought. I can't remember where I was going the second time that's happened to me. But anyway, well, I'll go a different direction. What was I talking about right there? The what? Oh, the RNC. Yeah, the RNC. So Jimmy Kimmel, he said to me, Mike, you only got 4 votes at the, you know, at the RNC. What do you think of that? I said, well, Jimmy, I said, once again, our politicians didn't listen to what the people wanted. They didn't listen to what the people wanted. He goes, well, do you think it was a fair election? I go, absolutely. It was paper ballots, hand counted. And anyway, the tools, as we go now to all of these counties at that level, we have so many things we didn't have before. But the RNC coming out of that meeting, Ronis McDaniel made a mistake. She goes, if I win, I look forward to working with Mike Lindell. Because I've gotten to that point, if I go, the RNC, don't put a dime in, that would have hurt him bad. I said, you know what? After that, Rhonda came up. She called me every week. She goes, Mike, what do you need? What do you need? I said, you know what? I don't need your money. At that time, I still had money left. I said, all I need is for you guys to stay out of my way as we go through these states and quit blocking us. Quit blocking things we're trying to do. We're on the same team, and these Republican blockers that are at these levels block us. It's disgusting. And then I said, and some of your people are going to put up a resolution for paper ballots, hand counted, same day voting, signature required, precinct level, and ID. And I said, when they put that up, I don't want you to fight it. You don't even have to endorse it. Just you and your lawyers don't fight it. And she gave me her word on that, and she didn't fight it. And last August, when I announced my plan to secure our elections, the RNC 4 days later passed that resolution 168-0. Paper ballots, hand counted, same day voting, precinct level, signature required. And then you say, well, what does that mean? Well, what it means is when we go to these counties like we did 2 years ago and 3 years ago, where we got pushback and stopped at every level. I'll give you a perfect example is Arkansas. Cleburne County, Arkansas. My team goes in there. They can vote at that level to get rid of it. They voted them out. Boom. No machines. Paper ballots, hand counted. They used our system. By the way, we've developed a system that's better than France, Germany, UK combined. It's the best hand counted system in the world. We used it in Osage County, Missouri last year. It went out the same time as the machines with 100% accuracy. And anyway, Cleburne County goes to paper ballots. Every county in Arkansas was going to follow suit. Well, this crooked, horrible traitor named Kim Hammers, another Republican in Arkansas, goes into the Senate. He's a senator. And they pass a bill in Arkansas. And you know what it says? If you are a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we're defunding your county. It's like racketeering. You ever know what that is? You know, do it, you know, you go back to machines or you're done. So instantly, Cleburne County had to go back. Now, I'm not real happy with my little governor friend there either, just like I'm not a friend with a lot of these governors I'm upset with. But anyway, that's another story. So what that means is now that we have that RNC 168-0, now when we go back to the counties, my teams, we go back now and they say, well, you got it. And they try and do what Kim Hammers did. We go, wait a minute. You guys voted 168-0. Why are you voting against or want to keep these when you just said we should go without them? And you know what? We're going to call them out like the traitors they are going forward, every one of them. And now we got other examples. I have devices my team's developed because one of the biggest lies told this country of all time was these machines are not on the internet. So it's blocked all of our cyber evidence. Everything. We had more here in Chicago and Illinois than you've ever seen. Okay. And you're probably red and don't even know it, you know. And seriously. So we with these devices, they detect if things are online. We launched it in November and in the election on November 7th of last year. What do they do? Kentucky comes out. They're red state. If Mike Lindell comes here with his devices, we're gonna arrest him. Well, I did my show with Kentucky in the background. I said, here's Kentucky in the background. Where are you? You know, I don't care. But they, but every machine in New Virginia or whatever, they were all online. 2 weeks ago, you guys in South Carolina, did you see that in their primary? They shut down the election for about 3 hours. You know why? The internet was down. Well, I thought you're not on the internet. What do you care if it's down? That was crazy. But you didn't see that on Fox News, did you? You know, it was disgusting. Yeah, there. That's right. That's right. But here, you know, and this is where we're at. We have so many examples now. In Georgia, this nice lady, three Democrats, her and her husband got zero votes in her own precinct. Now, you think of this. Crooked Brad Rassenberger, if he'd have gave her two votes, I love telling this. If he'd have gave her two votes, they would have said, sorry, ma'am, the only one that loves you is your husband. If they'd have gave her one vote, they'd have probably got divorced. But they gave her zero. And so they had to open up the machines and explain themselves. What a concept. You can look inside. Oh, it was an error. You really got 3,122. You went from third to first, and they did it in 3 days. Okay. Now another county, four counties over, another Democrat got 4,682 votes. But she wasn't on the ballot. And she wasn't a write-in. Now this one never even hit the news. My teams knew about it. Everyone in Georgia maybe knew about it, at least in that county. But what they do, this was another thing they do. If I want you to win and you're the favorite, I put in a third person candidate, and I pull votes from this person to here so you win, even though you really won. This happened at four places in the United States that we know of for sure in 2022. One of them being Tina Peters, if you all heard her story. Okay. But anyway, this gal then, okay, she was going to run 2 months prior. She put her name in the hat, and then she withdrew it 2 days later. So here, Crooked Brad Rassenberger had to look into this one before it made national news. He comes in there, looks at it, he goes, it's okay, everybody. It was a programming error. This, you know, this lady, she has no votes, and you really won. Well, number one, why are you programming our elections? And number two, who typed her name in? Somebody had to type her name in into the computer program. It was disgusting. Georgia's like, it goes on down there, but they're like the shining star right now. This fall, everybody, we waited 4 years for this case called the Curling case. This Curling case, experts looked at this at inside these machines in 2019. The Democrats sued Brad Rassenberger to get rid of them in Georgia. They're illegal. Okay. And this particular brand's Dominion. When I say machines, all of them are the same. ESNS, Hart, Diebold, Dominion, Smartmatic, they're all the same. So anyway, finally, after 4 years, this fall in October, a judge rules, we're going to move this case forward because these experts, who are Democrats, by the way, that looked in the machine said there's problems. And she also said, and if you question the machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. I got to take my tinfoil hat off on national TV. It was so good. But that case went to court on January 9th. I don't know if you guys heard it here in Chicago, but that same expert hacked in with a ballpoint pen in front of the judge and changed the votes, flipped them in 3 minutes. Did you all know that? Did anyone see that? Just a few of you. Okay. So this is what they're hiding from you, is all these things that are coming out and unfolding. Well, I'm telling you right now, the plan we have, we're going to approach every single county in the end of March and early April, and all at the same time, because every time we have a success, the media attacks or they change the law. They change the Constitution on the fly. Shasta County, California. Those heroes down there, they right in the middle of California, they go to paper ballots. 18 other counties, I had my team all over California. They're all going to go to paper. The governor comes out. This is illegal. We have handicaps. We got to keep all this stuff. You know, that's another thing they use the handicap against us. California had the best law ever with handicap. You sign a thing that say this guy can see your thing. You know, big deal. It's like a notary, you know. And anyway, the other thing we're going on, and I'm going to tell you this next thing, the other group I just spoke at, and you guys are the first ones to know in the United States. We have waited. Did you all see 2 days ago? You know, I did a movie once, one of my movies, 9-0, absolutely 9-0. That was 3 summers ago. where I had a dream the Supreme Court would eventually, when everything got to them, it would be 9-0 because it'd be so nonsensical you couldn't vote the other way. This just happened 2 days ago when they ruled against Colorado that Donald Trump could be on the ballot. 9-0, common sense, right? But a week from Friday, everybody, at the highest level, remember when I went around and met all the attorney generals in this country? By the way, there's a lot of good ones of that. There's now, well, there might be one good secretary of state. The verdict's still out. I haven't met him yet. All the secretary of states are corrupt. Every one of them. Every one of them. Except for maybe that one guy. So I won't name him. So maybe that, you know, somebody, hey, that wasn't me, was it? But they're all bad. And they've all been compromised, or either that or they're in fear. Something's wrong with them. Trust me. But anyway, a week from Friday, we, you know, back then when I tried to get this case or a case to the Supreme Court, I had all the attorney generals, a lot of them on board. But you know what? It wasn't on God's timing. It really wasn't, because we know so much more now that we didn't know then, you know. And a week from Friday at the Supreme Court, and you need to watch it on Frank Speech, Lindell TV, The War Room, Bannon. We're all going to be there. Steve Bannon's going to be out there with me. We are presenting. We finally had a door open where we got this a case to go to the Supreme Court. And this case is showing something that no one has ever seen. And you wouldn't even guess what he in history. This is going to be so explosive as long as the world watches it. Now, you know, so it's up to you. When I start spreading the news tomorrow, everyone's going to watch, just like the summer of 21 when I had to do a $5 million challenge for the whole world to watch the cyber symposium, which, by the way, they corruptly say, Mike Lindell lost another $5 million along with his $8 billion. Who cares? You know, pile it up. I don't care. But this is going to be so awesome that this stuff, so we're coming from that level and then from the county up. So what I'm saying here is, and right now, when you say, when I go all over and say, God, when I said earlier that God's given us grace for such a time as this, I told the president the other day, I said, you know, I said, we're going to get to this great place out here. You're going to look back and everything had to happen on God's timing, not our timing. I've had, you look up patients, Google it, you don't see a picture of me, I'll tell you that, or Donald Trump. But we've had to learn to sit back and just take these punches, but as we gain and gain and gain and gain. And everything that's going on bad out there, and I've told you about, when I told him about these two buckets, I said, as things keep going bad, you have two buckets going on. And the first bucket is the bucket of common sense. That's Donald Trump's bucket. That's the mega bucket. People are jumping in there from all sides. I watch your hands go up, former Democrats now going Republican. And I just told you this country is 68% red. Those are the ones that'll at least admit it. You know, they're that admit it. And there's people over here, as things are going bad, I have people in my own family members that took this long. Wasn't because of the things I stood for back then. It's because of the destruction now that they're going, hey, maybe Donald Trump wasn't so bad. You know, seriously, they're waking up. I go, I'm your dad. I'm the one speaking out there, taking the bullets. And you finally have become, at least came to the middle, you know, and you had to come here because you realize what I warned you about is happening. You know, so all this bad is actually God's using it for good. Okay. And I'll say what I said. And then the other thing is the bucket for Jesus Christ. And I said, people don't look to God when things are going good. In December of 2019, people were the best economy in history. Everybody's life had improved. You think everyone's going, thank you, God. Oh, this is great. No, it's come complacent and going, your physical lives had all improved. But right now, people are reaching out when they're down and out. And people come to me, and I'll say this. I love saying it in my speeches. They come to me all the time. They go, Mike, I prayed. My prayers aren't answered. This doesn't feel like grace. I prayed, and I said, those are reactionary prayers. They might not be God's will. I said, I did all kinds of prayers like that when I was in jail. And I said, but God, where is God's will? Well, God's will is in the Word. And if you stay in the Word every day, read your Bibles, if you stay there, you can be proactive. Prayer, it lines up beautifully. That's why I get my strength every day. I'm going, you know, it's a win, 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 win. As more people are getting saved every day because of the bad things going on, we're going to get to this great place. We're part of the greatest revival in the history of the world, everybody, and you're all part of it. And it's just, but our voice, you got to keep getting the word out. And I'll give you a call to action. You got to go to the LindellePlan.com. You can help out there. I also have the electioncrimebureau.com. I have Frank Social. You go to Frank Social. That's like a, that's the app for election. You go to the app store, you get the Mike Lindell Courage app. You can get involved right from sitting in your chair at home. You know, we know, but we know we need help over here. I'm out of money. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm out of money. And now, you know, if people can't say I'm a grifter because I'm the worst grifter that ever lived, but it's gone, right? And, but I've had, that's why they've tried to destroy my pillow over the last 5 months, because they figure if they take that out, they take out my voice. And so I have had to concentrate on that. I've never spent so much time there. Every day we're teetering on the brink, and they've canceled the banks, merchant servers, vendors, you name it. Fox News, they did a squish like you've never seen. American Express took our card away. We've never been late in our lives. They took it away, and I went national with it. They canceled us. They never even called back to get the money I did owe them. You know, they go, hey, we're just, you know, it was all contrived. Let's just smash it. Because the voice, God's blessed me with this big calling and platform for being smoking crack in Minneapolis to where it's at now. But it's a miracle. It's all your voice. And we all have, no matter how small or how big or how insignificant, everything we have to do now, courage is contagious. And you can't save your courage for a rainy day because it's pouring outside. We have a plan. If I stood here before you and there was nothing to do but pray, but we have all the tools to secure our elections and get our great real president back in. And that's not for a permit, just for 4 years. If evil would have been smart, what they would have done is just let Donald Trump win back then and let ride out those 4 years, and then we're done forever, because they got the computers. They've got us. They have boiled us like frogs, and we would have had a blip of hope on the radar, and it would have gone. But because 2020, the way God has planned it, and everyone now, eyes are getting opened up every day. Every day. Pretty soon here in Chicago, you'll be a red city. You're going, remember that time 10 years ago? You know, when we stood before, you know. Because this had to happen. If this didn't happen the last 3.5 years, you guys remember back 4 years or 3 years ago, maybe some of you people that were Democrats, but you know, maybe someone's talking to you back then and going, nonsense, nonsense. You know, you got Rachel Maddow on TV just yesterday blabbing her mouth off about me and she's saying, yeah, Mike Lindell, blah, blah, blah. But she's also saying, you know, we have a great president. Look what he's done for the economy. And you got Biden walking like this. And people, does she really think people are believing that right now as they try and buy groceries and they're, you know, $100 you used to pay five? It's crazy. You know, they can't lie to us anymore. Okay. So I just want you all to, you know, stay hopeful. You guys are the shining, you're the light here, the light, and that light gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'll tell you, if you compare it nationally, on January 7th and 8th of 2021, those 2 days, they tried to turn off our voice forever. That was right after January 6th. And I compare it to when I was growing up, the black and white TVs, you turned them off, went down to this little tiny dot. That was our voice. And it was so small because 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed on Vimeo, YouTube, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, Twitter, everybody. Anyone that talked out, churches were deplatformed, everyone. And the rest of the people were put into fear because of January 6th. You know, it's like Nazi Germany. And then if they came to them, they go, he's the one that talked. It was him. But that light, with that little dot was our, it never went out. And like Ronald Reagan said, the U.S. is like a beacon of light on a hill. If the light goes out here, they go out everywhere. You guys, I talk to the Venezuela underground about once a month in countries all over the world that were taken by these computers. 51 countries have went down to the computers. One of them, Argentina, this fall, one judge made a ruling, said, we're going to paper. They got their country back. God bless them. Taiwan did it. Ecuador did it 2 weeks ago. All these, you know, we're at a time in history. We're at an apex in history with AI and artificial intelligence and stuff. All this regulated. I was down in Phoenix. Cars are driving around with no drivers. It's crazy. Well, I'm telling you, if we don't have people elected to work with the people, these people making the regulations for this, and they'd have these tools to use for evil, it's over. We get one shot at this. And I will tell you this, anybody that tells you to vote early is wrong. You vote day of, okay? You vote day of. I don't care if they come in and they say, we got to do what the Democrats do. They're wrong. That's just one little added bonus for you there. But I want you all to pray. Keep your prayers up. Check everything at LindellPlan.com. The plan is there. And you can, in a connection to all the other platforms, right? And so just realize we're in the greatest time to be alive. And God bless you all. And we're in the best.